Blog Talk Radio.
Ha ha ha!
I bet you she don't love you, right? Oh my God. You know, that girl's like got confidence. That Evelyn Champagne King got confidence. I could do you better than she's doing you. What's going on, everybody? How you doing? It's Wardell Fuss Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And we are throwing it back on this Throwback Thursday here. And man, oh man, we're so excited that you're here. We're so grateful. We hope everything is good for you. I know we have our struggles up and down in life in general, right? We all do. And I tell you, it's no joke sometimes. So sometimes we need to treat ourselves and just go down memory lane, right? And that's what I'm doing. I'm going down memory lane because I had so much fun, you know, when I was younger and there was no stress. Everything was good, easy. But as we get older, you know, you have kids and then you get grandkids. And some of us got great grands, right? It just keeps going. It's like, oh, my God. And then how many birthdays, right? You got to remember all these birthdays and you feel bad. It's like, how could you feel bad? There's 900 birthdays. How do you feel bad? You know, and so, but anyway, guys, I just want to say welcome to Solar Records Radio on this Throwback Thursday. And much love to all you guys. I pray that God has kept you and you are good. And so we just want to have fun. We just want to play some good music and have a great time, right? So here we are. And let's do it. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to all the listeners. Much love to you guys. And if you're in your car listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know some of y'all do that. And I have an app coming out for you to make it even easier because I know you guys are getting the notifications on your emails. And then when you get that notification on your email, then you have to go into your email and click on the link. But now it's going to be, you'll be able to just click on the app and it's right there for you, all right? So we're trying to make it more convenient and easier for you here at Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you. Go into our store, check out some things, see if you see anything you like, and, you know, get my audiobook. Come on, stop playing around. Get the audiobook. Can I borrow $15? Come on. It's $14. It's an audiobook. It's about my life. It's my story. It's what, you know, I went through as a kid trying to become who I became. And it's really interesting because, you know, you don't know if that's going to happen or not. And you're really investing a lot. And not only you, but your parents. And so there's a lot going on there. And so, but anyway, yeah, go to solarrecordsradio.com and go to the store and check it out, okay? Love you, love you, love you, and thanks so much. Let's get going with the Honeycombs here on Solar Records Radio. We'll be back. Come on. Bye.
up, my little buttercup. Freaky tuck sheets, snuggle up and get stuck. Believe it or not, here comes a brother with glow. A snuggling, bubbling, overweight, loving, hugging pro. So what's it gonna be? Me or the TV? Let me take time to set your mind and your body free. So why don't you just stretch, 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 floor that. Lay round the bottle so I can cop a quick rack. Shake me, shake me, baby, baby, bake me. No need to fake, here I am, come on and take me. Wind your body, baby, move your body. I see your slip sliding, come on and do it, hottie. I'm not quite sure as to what is going down, but I'm feeling hunky-dory about to sing what I just found. The kiss of Susie Q, you drop the bomb on me. Stretch it, flex it, flex it. Give me the permission, okie dokie, I bless it. Bless it like Buddha, Buddha as a bless. We can lay down at the love and put your head on my chest.
We'll be right back.
Good, guys. This is so good, and I'm enjoying it here on Solar Records Radio. Let's keep it going.
care. We don't have to go anywhere. We'll stay at home, turn the lights down low, play our favorite video, or better still, make our own private show. And we'll love so deeply, I feel your arms completely, with love that only we can share. I'll taste your sweet lips, correct your fingertips, but before
song by Howard Hewitt from Shalimar, and Mr. Howard doing his thing, and that's his solo album. And guys, thanks for tuning in today, the Solar Records Radio. That song kind of put me in a mood, man. I'm like, hey, this is the love zone. I'm ready to slow it all the way down and you know, get the candles going, turn the lights down, and man, just enjoy, you know, some good love songs. But anyway, we will have a segment in the show sometime today where it will be the love zone. So hang in there with me, and we're gonna take it there. Much love to everybody. I hope you guys are good. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and we are just throwing it back. We are reminiscing, going down memory lane. I remember, man, it was something else. I mean, when I look at some of my pictures, I go, wow, that time is come and gone, and it's gone, coming, and it happened so fast. It's like, what happened? I was just there. You know, and so I'm wondering if I'm be saying that, you know, when I'm in heaven. Oh, wait, I'm already in heaven. And so, but I don't think I'm going to be missing the earth, but it's all good. Anyway, whatever God has in store, whatever the plan is, I have already been blessed. I've already been gifted with wonderful friends you know, and just a wonderful opportunity to live to this age. So I'm so grateful for that. And so that's why, you know, reminiscing is a good thing, because I get to realize how far I've come, right? And all of us, we get to realize that. And so thanks for hanging out with me today on Solar Records Radio. Oh, man, we had a really nice interview yesterday on Indie Jazz Day. We had Tara Taylor on, and we just had a good time chopping it with her. And she's about to perform out here in Texas. And so we're going to go out and hang out with her as she'll be opening for Climax. We're going to have a good time hanging out with everybody. All right, guys, so listen, we're going to keep this music. And I haven't heard this song in a long time, but I want to play this next song for you. Haven't heard it in a long time, but it's a family group like the one you hear in the background, and it is the Jackson 5. And this song is called I Am Love.
And I love just to buy me a new perfume. I never understood how mama made it through the week when she never ever got a good night's sleep. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine. Oh, hey mama, hey mama, my heart belongs to you. Oh, yeah.
I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
You only get one, you only get one, yeah. Something that you can't describe. It's the kind of love that stays with you until the day you die. She taught me little things like saying hello and thank you please while scrubbing those floors on a bending knees. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine.
Home cooked with the baby.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Boy, your mama sure cooked, son.
my, that music is just so, oh, it's so good, and it just drives me absolutely crazy when I hear these guys just put it down like that. And Alisa, how are you, sweetheart?
I am wonderful, Wardell Potts. How are you? Solo Records in the house. With you. You and me, Lisa GT.
All right. Gomez Teller. What's going on, Lisa Gomez Teller? Tell us, can you tell us what is it about old school music that is so captivating?
You know, it's just that special groove that just, it covers your bones, you know, and it makes your bones move, whether you're aching or not aching, but in a way that you can just takes you so gently to the side, you know, up and down, wherever, to do a little twist with your hips, if you can do it or not. It just makes you want to. It's just that sultry feel in the words. My God, I mean, I grew up with old school. I grew up with a lot of the funk players, as we talked about in the past, and
right.
Man, yes, and wow, like Slave and Horizons and Lakeside and Sun, and just so many Earth, Wind and Fire, Ohio Players, you know,
yes,
the Masters,
yes,
you know,
yes.
I mean, everybody on the planet just so loves the music. On the planet.
Right,
so,
everybody.
Undeniable. And what's so cool about old school, you can even mix a little bit of Latin jazz in there, just a little bit here and there. People love it. They still grooving, maybe to a different kind of footwork, you know. But
Yes. You know, so for me, it's like this, it's the richest music there is to me. Old school is so rich. Because it gives us, it has so much to offer. It offers emotional healing. It also offers a physical healing, mental healing. I mean, it makes you happy when you're sad, or it can help you through a sad moment. And, you know, so it blesses us in so many ways. It takes us down memory lane where we can remember the good times when we were young and we didn't have all that pressure of having to pay bills and satisfy a mate and make sure we're doing the right thing. And it was just about just being a kid and growing up and having fun with your brothers and sisters.
You're absolutely right. I'll just say amen to all of that. Amen.
Amen.
But I tell you, there's nothing like old school. And, you know, from my background growing up with old school music, but, you know, hey, I was also introduced early on to jazz and, you know, Latin music. So all that is my whole scope, and I've had it forever, you know, pretty much in my repertoire, giving that different flavors of music. And and mostly because, you know, when I lived on the islands, you had people from around the world that would come there. So they would like a variety of music. And if they say, hey, can you play a little bit more of this, a little bit more of that, you know, we had that in our pocket, or I had my pocket to give that to the audience, you know. So
right,
and then
right.
Also the experimentation of old school music with just a little Latin flavor. You know, trust me, it's nothing new under the sun, but, you know, when we get our Latin brothers and sisters, Afro-Latinos, white Latinos, that also love R&B music, and they played in their repertoire, and they put just like a little twinge of spice on there. Shoot, everybody still loves it, you know?
I'm just so, you also played in, you know, the band with your brothers, right?
I started out in my teens. I've been playing with bands ever, for so long, for over 20, 30 years. And I'm grateful.
Yes.
Hey, I'm still around and still playing. I'm playing with a couple bands right now. One is Flamenco Soul's Lachiniti band with a flair of flamenco jazz with like 4 to 8 horn players, a full band, and they play about 4 of my original music from my Lava Man CD. people really love that Callaway Live because they rearranged it and put in, we have a section in there where we go, hidey, 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 oh, hidey, and then we jump right back into the groove. So we do that, and then, you know, Chilly Willy Groove, right? He and I had played together for many years.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Before COVID. And he and I, we recorded an album together during COVID. That's pretty much all I did was just record an album. And it's done. It's called It's About Time. And we just started rehearsals with a new band to do music, our original music from that album. And he and I co-wrote 5 of the songs out of 10 on that album. And it's Latin funk. So you talking about funk music, R&B music with a Latin twist. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get you dancing. Oh, yeah. So your listeners, hey, listeners, how you doing? Check it out on Spotify and just let me know what you think. You know, let Wardell know what you think.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, I have other friends that are going to chime in about what we're talking about right now as well. And
beautiful.
So, but can you just tell me a little bit about this? This is I'm catching you off guard with this, and I'm sorry, but I love you. I love you. I love you.
You
so
love
much.
Me?
Oh, I love you. I love you so much. That's not what I'm trying to catch you off guard with. I might be dumb, but I'm not stupid. That's how tall your husband is. I'm not trying to get beat up.
I love you even more just for being so funny. I love your humor. You know that.
But it's all good. Listen, I want. There's a situation that you and I are working on right now, and in terms of bringing a young lady on, to talk about the Black America pageant thing. In California, can you just chime a little bit on that about that interview that we're going to be doing?
Absolutely. This young lady, her name is Antina Campbell, and she is a filmmaker as well. And I had the pleasure of meeting her, and she has been in the pageant business for a very long time. And I believe the past 3 years she's been running a pageant, but this one is going to be a huge production. And it's going to be later on this year, so in September. So she's going to fill you in on, you know, we're reaching out to young ladies, African-Americans, Afro-Latinos, mixtures of people, young ladies to register and participate. This particular pageant is about empowerment. It's about empowerment. So, yeah, they're not doing swimsuits. They're doing sportswear. And these are young ladies that are, you know, getting a, you know, great education, that have ambition to do well in life and also to help others. And they participate in all kinds of charities and in activities to give back to the community. And that's what, you know, what they talk about when they're looking for people. And Antina, you're going to love talking with her. She comes from a background of, you know, some struggle there, but hey, she just took it by the reins and said, this is what I want to do. She had some support from her family, you know, that encouragement, and she's going to share that with you. And she is just all over this country, you know, talking to everybody about this Miss Black USA California. And they also go on to Washington and other places when they win, which is amazing. So she's now, and Tina is now an outstanding lady. She's won a lot of awards for the work that she has done with her foundation. And you're going to enjoy talking with her. But this is the Miss Black USA Scholarship pageant, you know, so I'm looking forward to assisting her. So what I'm doing, with she asked me, say, Lisa, we need a song for the opening show. I said, well, I'm going to create a song for you. I'm going to write a song for you for the opening show. So I'm looking forward to that and hopefully write some more for the other sections of the pageant. So I'm looking forward just to working with these amazing ladies that are on the panel. Oh, my God, are helping out. Oh, they're from across the country, and dang, I'm in this kind of company. I love it.
Yes. My pastor's daughter won the pageant, and it wasn't for, because she's not black. It wasn't for black women, but it was just the California pageant. She won that one. She won that.
Wow.
You know,
well,
about,
you need to bring that up when you talk to Antina. Talk to her about that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we were cheering her on. She was also my student, my drum student.
Oh.
And so, and she's just a pretty little girl. She was outdoing all my drummers. I was like, oh, boy, the girl is making the guy look bad. And she was, and she's pretty.
What?
She's like really pretty. And she's making the guys look bad in every way. And so, but this is the problem. I think this is what was happening. The guys just would just drool instead of focus.
Instead of just walking up and saying, hello, how are you? My name is.
but these are the guys. In, like, okay, so I had, when I was teaching, at the church, right? So my pastor's daughter would be participating. There was a lot of different young men there and a couple other young ladies as well that I was teaching, but I would teach them all at the same time. And so they would come in, and then I would work with one, then I would have them go do something else while I'm working another, and everybody goes and you know, it continues. But I remember looking at the guys just watching her. I'm like, guys, you got to really focus. Your mind is on the wrong thing. Yeah, we're out there, their mind is like, but we can't help ourselves sometimes. You girls are just made the way that you are. Like when I see some of your pictures, I go, oh, my God, look how beautiful she is. You know, and I just think your husband probably feels like the luckiest man in the world. And I can see it. I can see it when you guys are standing together and, like, you're not. I mean, he must be a real tall glass of water because you are tall. And he's skying over you. So how tall is he?
He's 6 foot.
That's it? You guys are
He is 6 foot. Yeah, and I'm 5'6".
Okay,
so,
well,
yeah.
I'm 5'7" on a good day.
On a good day.
when my knees are acting right, my back is acting right, I'm standing tall. I'm 5'7". But I think I'm shrinking in my old age. But anyway, I know that you're busy, and I appreciate you calling in and sharing.
Never too busy for you, Wardell. Never too busy for you. And, you know,
we
love coming here and just talking to you and talking about old school music because, you know, that's what we love. Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, so just listen, let us know. I'll talk to you about the, you know, hooking the pageant thing up and stuff. Can I ask you one last question before you go?
Yes.
Okay. Because I heard when you mentioned something, it won't be bathing suits and stuff, but did it get dark? Did it get really dark with that? Was that like something that was like maybe people were taking advantage of the girls? Why did they – it seems like they want to pull that out. And I'm okay with that. I actually like the sport wear and all that kind of stuff, especially if the girls are being taken advantage of in the bathing suits.
From the news specials that talked about what was going on in the pageant, there were many cases of women being taken advantage of, men just walking into the room and just smiling and gawking and. We know 45 was one of them, and he said it gladly. And they had video of him actually walking in there where the women, young women, were changing, and he was just smiling and looking around and saying hi. So I think that's part of it, but there has to be respect all the way around. Whether you have swimsuits or not, you need people that are in charge to watch over the young ladies to make sure they're being respected and nobody's bothering them. So even whether they're wearing swimsuits or they're wearing sportswear, you know, they're still, you know, beautiful, young, educated, brilliant, you know, adventurous women, and they need to be protected. So whoever's in charge is responsible for protecting these women. I like the idea that they're wearing sportswear. We don't need to see a lot of the skin. You do that on the beach with your family or something, or unless you're a professional swimsuit model, which is totally cool. But it's not needed. It should be about empowerment, and I think it's switching gears now. Definitely the Miss Black USA has definitely got a different type of message going on with this. So people will love it.
good. You know, you said the funny thing, you said that the people in charge should be the ones that, you know, that you know, protect these women. But this is the thing. 45 was in charge, and because
he was in
charge,
but in that case, he took advantage of it.
Yeah. So it's like, come on, see, that's abuse of power, and that's what you know. A lot of people have a lot of issues with that, and unfortunately, it's in the workplace and everywhere. So, but thanks for calling in and sharing about the pageant and stuff. And we're going to pray for the girls in the pageant that they are protected and that God's keeping them safe. And so that they can just...
Oh, we're making sure of that, because we have some really sharp people that are watching them and making sure that they're safe and they have everything that they need to be successful, you know, in their careers, even moving forward. Whether they win or not, it's just like they're given great tools to work with and take with them.
And so they're young, right? Are they out of high school?
Well, you know what? Antina will give you more details. Young ladies, and then there's also
my pastor's daughter was out of high school when she won.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
She was just getting ready to go to college, and so
they have three different divisions.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
well,
and there's a
I'm
Miss
excited.
Too, if a Miss USA as well. So they have the Miss Black California USA, Miss Black California USA Talented Teen, and Miss Black California USA. So there's a Miss MISS and also a Miss MS. So
all
that's
right.
a older.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I think up to 40, but ask Antina Campbell, who's the director. Yes.
Okay, for sure. Can't wait. And thank you for all the, you know, what you're doing in between to make that happen. I appreciate you and love you for that. I want to dedicate this song, Harvest to the World, to your girls, to the girls that you're going to be working with and stuff. This, you know, because this world needs a harvest. We need to, take care of each other and love each other. So this is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. So we're playing a throwback song for these beautiful young ladies here, and we appreciate you. Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much to you,
sweetheart, and Wardell with Solar Records, and thank you to your listeners. My name is Elisa Gomez Taylor. You can find me on all social media platforms. Thank you. I love you. Mwah.
Mwah. Love you too. We'll be back.
true love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
What we got.
Do, do, do.
You say you're gonna go
That is a lyric. Oh my God. One last bell to answer. I mean, wow, the it's just so many great songs that from the old school time that we have that we have at our access, that we could go back at any time and listen to the lyrics in these songs. It's like they were, this wasn't just somebody trying to put something together to make some money on. These people really thought really through what they were doing lyrically. And not just that part, but you think about the composers of the music. These songs were, they were great tracks, but they had arrangement, orchestral arrangement around them. So they took this beautiful structure, and then they took the beautiful structure of the song and they blessed it with so much greatness in terms of, okay, here's the foundation, but then you got the melodies, which were just great melodies, easy to sing along. And when you can sing along with the melody, you could, it helps you to enjoy it even more, because it's simple. Simplicity was the key, and when it came down to melody, so the melodies would be simple and beautiful, and then they put these lyrics on top of these melodies, and the lyrical contents were real solid, beautiful stories that made you think. And a lot of the lyrics were double entendres, where, you know, it says one thing but it meant something else, and so it made you think. It made your brain go, oh, you know, I mean, so. And on top of it, then you throw the orchestra on it to give it that final blang, bling, bloom, whatever you call it, that final beautifulness that they put on top of it. I mean, that those were great songs because there was a lot of investment in it. A lot was invested in it. And if there's anything that you want in life, you need to invest in it and not just, you know, hope, you know, you just put something out there and hope somebody's going to like it. You got to invest and try to do your best in whatever it is that you do. And so, you know, this is something, I mean, there's so many of us writers who we just put out songs. We don't really invest the way that we could. We could really do the way that they used to do, and make sure it is radio ready. Make sure that it's ready for the people to accept and appreciate. And that's why people are only buying singles now, because they're burnt out on buying albums that suck. They want good quality. I mean, and people have the right to demand what they want, right? And so now it's and I have to say this. I have to say this, not that I'm trying to put anybody down, because that's not my gig, but I have to say that it is the record company's own fault that it destroyed its business, because it was all about saving as much money as they could. And so once they started trying to save money, stop making money. See, that's the problem. You get what you pay for. And that's the reality. So they started getting real, you know, short with the budgets, because people were, the equipment, technology was changing, and the equipment was getting better and better, which it should have. That's the way nature planned it. I mean, we get better as time goes on. At least that's what we're thinking. But what happened with the record company, it got worse as time went on, because as they saw the equipment getting better, then you don't really need to go into a studio and record anymore. You can record from your home. And if you can record from your home, then you don't need to a budget as big as you would have needed if you were in a studio. And so then the producers are going, well, I need the money, and I guess I can do it at home, and I'll give this guy a little bit, this guy a little bit, and this guy a little bit, and I'll keep the big chunk for myself because I'm doing everything here in my own place. And so that's what ended up happening. And because of that, the quality of the music died. It went right out the door. What a waste. What a mess. What a disaster. We were set up to fail. We failed ourselves. The industry failed itself by trying to save money and not investing in good product, not investing in good artists, not giving us the quality that we deserve. And what, you know, I mean, the world, I mean, has been supporting you. You've made a lot of money off of all these artists. Why all of a sudden are you going to flip the script and try to keep the money in your pocket? Whoever started that mess, they totally destroyed the industry because everyone else started following. Well, we don't need to pay them that much anymore. We don't need to pay them that much money. And the industry died. It died, and now people are just buying singles. So it's really sad. So that's why when I listen to this music, I think about this old school music. I'm listening. I'm going, wow, the quality of the lyrical contents, the quality of the music itself, you know, great musicianship, and then, you know, bringing in great composers to work to finish it off. I'm just saying, we killed it. It's so sad, and it's over, and it's done, and anyway. But thank you anyway for, you know, I need to be grateful for what we did have, and you know, and so, I mean, I just let me give you another example. So I remember, and this is a blessing for me. We were getting gold and platinum albums and putting them on our walls and the plaques and everything on our walls, and then all of a sudden, they were trying to give us little tiny CDs and say, this is your plaque. Put this little CD in the plaque and hang that on the wall. And I have both, right, the CD and I'm looking at them going, what? This is terrible. And so now they're going back to giving back that they wanted. People want the albums back. You know why? Because they want the right type of representation. You know, the albums look so much better. They didn't only look better, they sounded better, you know, and because of the quality of the recordings and stuff, that not all this digital stuff that's so hard on your ears that you only can take so much of it. Right? You get burnt out. Your ears are burnt out. They're hurting. Then you don't even know why. You're just like, I don't want to hear any more music. I'm tired. Turn it off. Whereas the analog music from the albums is softer and it's warmer and it's easier on your ears, meaning easier on your body. And then you can enjoy it even longer. So we don't have that anymore. I don't know what they did. But they did go back to records, right? They went back to albums. I mean, and so I even put out my own 45. Actually, not my own, but Dynasty put out a 45. And so we've been doing that. And as a matter of fact, we have another single getting ready to come out. The B-side of our 45 is coming out. A company called Z Records Overseas did a remix on it, and so they're dropping it. They already put out the things for pre-orders and stuff. So very interesting, very interesting. You just never know. So slowly, you know, I think we're going to get back there, and I hope that the writers of today will start to and producers of today will recognize it's about the quality, not the quantity. Who cares if you throw out 900 CDs, singles? If they're just okay, they're just okay. But if you can just give us, you know, 9 great albums, oh, we would just love you forever. That's when careers were made. because people loved you forever. The Whispers is 50 years. Kool & the Gang, Earth, Wind & Fire, 52 years. I mean, that's a career. That's a career. What happened to careers? You know, because you, if you're just throwing pennies out there, it's just not really going to add up to anything. Put out a great album and you can get dollars. And you can be blessed. Because people will bless you because you're blessing them. That's the way it works. You take care of me, I take care of you. You know, we expect something for nothing. And that's our downfall. That's what's destroying us. And that's what destroyed the industry. So anyway, guys, let's get back to some more music. We got about another 29 minutes left in the show. Don't forget, tomorrow we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. as your host. So tune in, hang out with us, and let's just have a good time reminiscing. All right? That's what we love to do here on Solar Records Radio. Let's get the music back.
Go see a woman, and she ain't even there. losing track of time. The more I think about it, I think you're about to lose your mind. Some people call it change, some say it ain't my day. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's pulling you. The chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's pulling you down. Down, down, down,
down.
Yes, sir.
Got
bad love. Got
bad
love.
Got
bad love.
I was out of state. I could
morning paper, yeah. Had to cut down on smoking. Had to cut down on drinking. I sat down on my living room floor. Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Open it up.
Guess what I saw? Saw the President of the United States. The man said he wasn't going to give it up.
Gonna wanna hug me and squeeze me
for the
love I give to you. Oh, baby, for the love that I give to you.
Oh, wow. What an amazing and beautiful song from the Delphonics. And, you know, that we had a wonderful interview with Pooji, the guy that's singing the lead vocal there. Pooji was the lead vocalist. And with that falsetto, amazing, super high vocal. And it was just so sweet. And so if you want to hear the interview we did with him before he passed, that was our last interview with him, and it's in our archives. You can check him out and stuff. And what a great artist he was. And I had to give you a little Philly love before the show ended. Before that, you know, you heard Bad Luck, and Teddy Pendergrass was singing his heart out. You know, you would think that was his group. He was doing his thing, and it was like it was no denying him that you should be an artist, because I mean it was just crazy. I'm like, Teddy, come on, man, this is not your group. He was like, oh yes it is. And so we love Teddy Pendergrass. Rest in peace, Teddy, and thanks to the Delphonics for their great music that they blessed us with. And I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me today on the show. Really had a great time with you, and I really appreciate you very, very much. And God bless you guys, and, you know, do your thing and be blessed. Yeah, be blessed. Somebody was asking me, well, who was it? If it wasn't Teddy, it was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. So that's where Teddy was, and eventually he had to do his own thing because his lead vocals were just so powerful. But God bless you guys, and thanks for hanging out with me today and going down memory lane. Don't forget, 3 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time, we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. So then we have Motown, we have Philly, and we have, once again, Solar Records. So that's cool. That is really cool. All owned by black brothers. And they were great black businesses that did very well for a lot of people. Not just for the artists and, you know, but I'm talking about for the world in terms of great songs. There's so many great songs out there from those three companies, and so much love to them for blessing us and blessing me, for sure. All right, well, you guys all have a blessed rest of your evening. Take care, and this here is a song I'm going to leave you with. I grew up listening to this song, and it's just a music track, it's called Scorpio. Do y'all remember that? By Dennis Coffey. It's so different. But I loved it. It was fun. But here we go. Good night. God bless you. And thanks for tuning in to Soul Out Records Radio. Later, Greg and Astrid. Later to all you others that hang out with us and stuff. And thanks to Alisa for calling in today and blessing us. Alisa Gomez Taylor. We love you guys all. Take care. Thanks, Julian. I'll talk to you later, Julia. I hope you're feeling good. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.